Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can continue to vote on our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Bigger need for the Steelers. Another corner. Or a wide receiver, too. A lot of results in so far. Most people agree with us that it's wide receiver, too. But the Ravens have bolstered their already good secondary by getting Jaire Alexander. The Steelers have been linked now to Jalen Ramsey because he's working out at UCLA, which is where DK Metcalf worked out. Which, hey, I think Jalen Ramsey would make this secondary better. Maybe not so much the locker room like Doran said. But I think him working out at UCLA is a pretty loose tie to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Just because DK Metcalf and Rodgers did work out there before doesn't mean that Jalen Ramsey's interested in being a Steeler, although I guess DK Metcalf liked the post on Instagram.
I mean, a lot of players work out there. Didn't Russ work out there last year?
Stop it. I want Jalen Ramsey. Not as much as a wide receiver, too, though. But it is list season. It is June 19th. The Pirates were off yesterday. You got Skeens going today in a doubleheader. Andrew Heaney, Tarik Skubal taking the ball for the Tigers, and we touched on that earlier. There's some Penguin storylines, but nothing concrete right now. So it's list season. You look around nationally, everyone's coming out with their lists, and it fuels Sports Talk Radio up until about the Major League Baseball All-Star break. And we got a good one for you today. ESPN came out with their all-quarter-century team for the NFL. So the best players at every position from the last 25 years. Now, you can have guys who started their careers in the 1990s and bled over into the 2000s, but you needed to have a majority of your production happen in the 2000s. Do you all understand?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Before we get to the actual list, who are some Steelers that we think are in contention for this thing? Like, if we go back the last 25 years, the best Steelers. Obviously, I'll start with Ben. Like, he would merit significant consideration.
Troy.
Yep. Polamalu.
Yep.
Harrison.
I would agree. Maybe the greatest play in Super Bowl history. Defensive player of the year.
AB.
Yeah.
I mean, has there been a definitively better receiver than AB in the last 25 years? Like, definitively better.
Yeah. Like, well, in football, yeah.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald.
Calvin Johnson.
All right, Larry clears. Calvin clears.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
But AB in consideration.
For sure.
Le'Veon Bell wouldn't because he's... Fanica, absolutely.
Yep.
For sure, 100%.
I mean, I'm going to throw a wild card. It's going to be hard to... Boswell.
Yeah. I mean, I think Casey Hampton, but football's evolved so much.
Yeah.
Like, he was such a big part of those great Steelers defenses, but, you know, he wouldn't see the field more than 25% of the time now, if that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I already know who's on the list and who's not on the list. The two Steelers that made it, only two. Alan Faneca, Troy Polamalu. No other Steelers made the list. Cam Hayward, who we didn't mention, was part of their practice squad. That's how they did it. Instead of calling guys honorable mention, if you weren't among the best players on the list, they would put you on the practice squad. Shall we go position by position?
Yes.
I love this stuff.
I love it too, man. And it's such great sports talk radio fodder because we can get ourselves all worked up about something that absolutely doesn't matter at all. It's not like this is from the NFL. Like when the NFL comes out with the All-Century team, big deal. Rod Woodson on the All-Century team. Mean Joe Green, All-Century team. Those things are huge. Like they can be used to make a case for a guy in the Hall of Fame. This is from two analytical jackwagons from ESPN who, frankly, I had never heard of before. But again, it's good fodder. Here are the three quarterbacks. Or do we want to guess first?
Yeah, well,
let's just go through it and then argue.
Okay. Right.
Argue about who maybe should be on there.
This one, this is criminal to me. This guy should not be on the list, Tom Brady. So obviously Brady.
Yes.
Obviously Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Those three.
Their practice squad guys are Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees.
Yeah, I think you could argue that Ben is as good or better than Brees.
I would take...
The stats aren't as good, and that's, right. I think, also part... That's also, I think, a byproduct of coaching and who was the head coach for the Saints for those years, Sean Payton.
Offensive-minded guy.
Yeah.
Really good players. Not that Ben didn't have good players, but he also played all of his home games in a dome in one of the toughest places to play in the NFL when they're good. I mean, Ben has all the counting stats, too, and won two Super Bowls. I would put Ben over Drew Brees.
Me, too.
Like, it'd be different. Like, Eli Manning, no. I'm not going to put Eli Manning over Drew Brees because you look at his numbers regular season-wise, they're pedestrian. He has two rings, and that's great, and that's what you're playing for. But if you've got great counting stats and you've won more, yeah, I'm going Ben over Brees, for sure. Doesn't mean I think he's a better player, but he'd make my team first.
For sure.
Yep.
Running backs is where I blew a gasket before the show. I flipped out. Priest Holmes, who played from the Ravens from 97 to the year 2000, and they list him as a Super Bowl champion. What, because he won in 2000? I guess, yeah, that counts. Then he played with the Chiefs from 2001 to 2007. Priest Holmes was a dude and a half.
Yes.
He was one of my favorite players growing up. I kind of had a thing for the Chiefs back then.
Great player.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey on the list.
What?
Yep. That was my what, too.
What?
That's where the analytics dorks lost me. Derrick Henry also there.
So we're going back to the year 2000.
Yeah.
And in the year 2000 to the mid-2000s, and maybe obviously the 2000s to 2010.
You're going
to
say?
No, running backs were... Like there was a lot of running backs that were really good. How could you put Christian McCaffrey on this list whenever who's left off this list? These are the three?
The one that absolutely killed me was LaDainian Tomlinson.
Adrian Peterson?
AP as well. Let me make the case for LaDainian Tomlinson.
AP's not on there.
Right.
No. LaDainian's the practice squad.
Is he? That's good because he should be. They reference that Christian McCaffrey has 81 career all-purpose touchdowns. LaDainian Tomlinson is 162. My man literally doubled his ass up. That's a joke. Now,
Shady had 89 touchdowns.
Shady had more touchdowns than Christian McCaffrey. He's going to make the Hall of Fame. We've talked about this.
He should.
LeSean McCoy. Championships.
He has exactly 15,000 career all-purpose yards.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
McCoy. Yeah. 15,000 on the nuts. That's crazy.
I wouldn't have told you it was that high. That's a hell of a career. I mean, Derrick Henry, I got no problem with. You're right, dude. Adrian Peterson.
Where the hell's Saquon Barkley?
He just won a Super Bowl. Arguably could have been the MVP.
Had one of the best seasons ever.
Yep.
I think he's better than Derrick Henry.
I think Derrick Henry's longevity.
Longer body of work, but he's...
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many tailbacks that you go back over time and you're like...
They start referencing...
Adrian Peterson should be one. Like, full stop. He should be number one.
I'd still take my guy LT. But I would have both guys on the list. I'd have both guys on the list.
You know who is a hell of a player?
I would take him over Priest Holmes, Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
And I love Priest. Young Catholic guy such as myself.
How about Marshall Faulk?
You know what? I just looked him up too, man. He did most of his work in the 90s. He had a great couple of years in the early 2000s. But most of his work was done in the 90s. Because he was McCaffrey before McCaffrey, yes, if you're really thinking about
all-purpose
it. All-purpose guy.
Tiki Barber.
Also good. He had the fumbleitis. Yeah.
Fumbled a lot.
He did. And then he started holding it high and tight. I've never seen a guy look more uncomfortable carrying the football than him. And then you want to talk about a stark contrast to bring it back to LeSean McCoy? LeSean McCoy held that thing like it was a damn loaf of bread.
Never fumbled.
Like he's walking back from Giant Eagle.
Never fumbled.
And then you got Tiki Barber was like, let me hold this thing up here by my ear. Yeah, the running back thing drove me absolutely friggin' nuts. I think it was a massive mistake. Pull up Adrian Peterson's stats here. Adrian Peterson was a man. He also had that upright running style. I think he might be the best college football player that I could recall ever watching. AP at Oklahoma.
He's up there.
Not that that counts in this.
120 total touchdowns, 120 rushing touchdowns, 6 receiving touchdowns, career yards per carry of 4.6.
They kept referencing yards per carry. I don't give a rat's ass.
14,918 career rushing yards. He rushed for over 1,000 yards in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons, and he played for a bunch of different teams.
Uh-huh.
Adrian Peterson rushed for over 2,000 yards in 2012.
Yes, he did.
Kind of a big deal. He was violent. Remember when he murdered William Gay?
Yes. Stepped over.
I was at that game. There were so many Vikings fans there because they were all jacked up about Brett Favre. And I think that William Gay is still getting scraped off the bottom of Adrian Peterson. All right, we'll keep going over this list because it's
Sean Alexander.
MVP.
100 touchdowns, 100 rushing touchdowns. You know who they're missing is a Hall of Famer. Edgerrin James.
Yeah. He was another guy who caught the football.
Dude, we could go on all day. It's hard. I learned this with that top 25 pit thing.
It's very hard.
It is hard, man.
No, trust your instincts here. We got to crush these guys.
Well, I'm all for it.
Because we're definitive.
I'm all for it.
I trust your guys' football opinion more than these stat nerds any day.
Yeah.
Well, I like to know what year these guys... I put this in whenever I think about these things. What year were these people born? Like I'm being 100% serious because usually there's recency bias whenever you get to the younger generation.
You're telling me we got a couple of intern doms out there who are 21 years old.
Maybe.
Yeah.
21 years old.
You can text us. Gripes that you've got with the list brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Got a big wide receiver story with the Steelers, which we'll get to coming up next in addition to going over this list. We are breaking...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down, reacting to, having fun with this ESPN quarter century all NFL team. And someone texts in for running back Frank Gore. Frank Gore, good player. In the league longer, I think, than Grey's Anatomy was running on TV. And that guy, you went to, I mean, how long did he play in the league?
17 years?
For a running back, 18? That is absolutely insane.
He boxes now, right?
Set Doran.
17 years.
16 years.
He's a boxer now, right?
Is he?
His final year in the NFL, he had 650 yards rushing. What,
San Francisco or Buffalo?
Jets.
The Jets.
He played for the Niners, Colts, Dolphins, Bills, and Jets.
NFL's third all-time leading rusher.
Compiler.
Made his professional boxing debut on May 4th, 2022 at the Gamebred Boxing event in Biloxi, Mississippi.
You gotta be a sick man.
Winning by a fourth-round KO against Yahya Olor... I don't even know the last name of Yahya, but his name's Yahya.
Didn't Le'Veon Bell knock out Adrian Peterson in a boxing event?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did put Le'Veon on the list?
I mean, Le'Veon's prime...
If he would have kept playing...
Oh, yeah.
He voluntarily took his talents to the New York Jets when he could have become one of the highest paid running backs in the NFL behind Marquise Pouncey, David DeCastro, Alejandro Villanueva, Ramon Foster. I mean, what are we doing? With Antonio Brown, Big Ben, Martavis Bryant, what
he
the
was
frig,
one of,
man?
His running style was one of the most visually appealing things to watch in the game of football that I've experienced over my time around the game.
There's nobody, like, there's no comp for him.
No.
He's as unique a runner
as
I've ever seen.
He's long, he can catch, he can play outside, but that stop, start, pause the line of scrimmage, wait for the play to develop, burst, was just so unique, and it had to... It had to give defenses fits because you're fit. He just waited for you to declare. And then he was quick twitch enough that he could just burst. His vision was good enough. He can burst the other direction.
Think about how hard it was for the offensive line to hold their blocks that long, though.
Yeah.
That's what nobody really talks about.
Yeah, the schematics of it, though, from that standpoint, though, they're basically just taking the defense where they want to go. I mean,
and you had Munch, too, at the time, coaching him up.
Yeah, but I mean, he blocked guys. Le'Veon did by just pausing. And they'd have to make a move guessing where he was going to go, and he'd go the other direction. I mean, it was just an art form, man.
He made a catch in that playoff game against Jacksonville on the wheel route where he high pointed the football like he's a wide receiver. Harry, your mouth was meandering towards the microphone.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for Le'Veon Bell. I mean, I know he had better potential, but he did win a Super Bowl, don't forget, after his time with the Jets, with the Chiefs.
That's right.
And then he played with Antonio Brown on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a couple years following that. So
that's true.
All right, mark that down as something that Harry knew that I didn't. I completely blanked on the fact that Le'Veon Bell, he wound up with the Bucs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Shady there too?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's all right. Wait a second here. We have to pause
the
show.
Or they played together at the Chiefs. One of them.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Might have been both.
Yeah, oh, my God. Harry was right. I had no recollection of that.
I also redeemed yourself.
I also had no recollection that Le'Veon Bell had a cup of coffee with the Ravens.
Yeah.
He went Jets, Chiefs, Ravens, Bucks. Dear God.
I really want to keep going down this list.
We are going down the list. Relax. We got plenty of time to fill.
Do I win the day today, then?
No.
Okay.
You still have Quiz Callis.
Yeah, right.
Where you're going to get maybe one.
Coming up in 20 minutes. We are quizzing Callis. It's a unique category. He has zero chance. So the wide receivers on this NFL.
Oh, man. I just read it. Lost my mind.
Well, you brought up Calvin Johnson, and you play with Calvin Johnson, and you can't have a list without Calvin Johnson on it. I totally understand. And he had a quick career. I mean, really. I mean, it was kind of Barry Sanders-esque. And my God, the parallels there make you probably pull your hair out if you're a Lions fan. 11,619 receiving yards, 83 receiving touchdowns, four-time All-Pro. Antonio Brown also had 83 receiving touchdowns. He had more yards than Calvin Johnson. Also a four-time All-Pro. I mean.
Antonio Brown's also playing in playoff games.
Those don't count.
They don't count for the yards?
Correct.
This is our regular season?
Okay, all gotcha. Regular season, yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, if you would have extrapolated out Calvin Johnson's career, then he would have had better numbers. Uh-huh. I mean, he only played 8 years in the league. And half of them, he was an All-Pro, which is insane.
Okay, for Calvin Johnson, think about the quarterbacks he had.
No question.
Before Stafford. Well, he had
John Kitna.
Yeah.
I think that would...
Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, I think that would break a tie. If I'm going A.B. Calvin Johnson, also what would break a tie, I'm not sure. I'd have to double check on this. Is Calvin Johnson wanted for murder and currently hiding in Dubai?
No.
So we'll let that break the tie as well. Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, Terrell Owens, your three wide receivers. Marvin Harrison and Justin Jefferson all on the list. So they went six wide receivers. That's illegal. Practice squad, Antonio Brown, and Andre Johnson's practice squad, Doran. Get him.
You can't have Hall of Famers be on practice squad or not on the list.
You can't have him behind Justin Jefferson. I know he's the best wide receiver in football
right
now.
Who was not mentioned?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, my.
Are you out of your mind? He's second all time in receptions, receiving yards, and six in touchdowns.
He's not even
mentioned. You got Justin Jefferson on the damn list?
That's why I want to know the ages of these people who put this list together.
By the way, he's better than Andre Johnson, and I love Andre Johnson. Larry's better. He's better than Marvin Harrison.
I think you can make an argument that Larry Fitzgerald's the second best wide receiver of all time. And, Doran, you can use the argument with him, too.
He's better than Julio Jones. He had a little
Kurt Warner in there. But he was also getting thrown the ball by, like, Skelton, whose first name I don't even remember.
Yeah, Carson Palmer for a little bit. But
he had a resurgence there, probably because you're throwing to Stevie Breston and Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. But dear, sweet, sassy Molassie, how is Larry Fitzgerald? No, they mentioned eight guys!
All right, asking you two.
Did Ron Cook vote on this list?
Is Larry Fitzgerald better than Randy Moss?
No.
No.
Is he better than Calvin Johnson?
Yes.
I think it's a toss-up.
Oh, man, you got teammate.
Is he better than Julio Jones?
Yes.
Is he better than Terrell Owens?
Yes.
Is he better than Marvin Harrison?
Yes.
Is he better than Justin Jefferson?
Yes.
Justin Jefferson?
Antonio Brown?
Yes.
Are we
Andre Johnson?
All right. Are we extrapolating Justin Jefferson's numbers? You can't do that. You can't.
No.
You can't give him credit because he's great right now and you think he'll wind up among the all-time greats. He's unquestionably...
If you're extrapolating numbers, and you can go backwards too, and guess who should be on the list? Jerry Rice.
Because he played into the 2000s?
Correct.
Right.
So you can't go forward just like you can't go backwards.
That's true.
How is he not even honorable mention?
It's ridiculous. It's blasphemy.
My top five wide receivers of all time. Here we go. You ready? Ready? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Rice. Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald, Terrell Owens, Antonio Brown.
I'm the same list, but sub in Calvin Johnson.
For AB?
For Terrell Owens.
Oh! Breaking the tie because Terrell Owens was doing sit-ups in his driveway with Drew Rosenhaus.
God, was he good, though.
Yeah, he was.
And he played with the broken leg in the Super Bowl. And was he would have won the MVP had they won that game.
He had a lot of good quarterbacks, too, though.
McNabb.
Donovan.
You're going back, Stevie Young, yeah.
Steve Young.
Most underrated player in NFL history.
Steve Young?
Steve Young, yeah.
Yeah. Followed a legend.
I think Marvin Harrison's actually underrated, too. I know he made this list, but you had Peyton Manning up there gesticulating, throwing his hands in the air. And then,
yeah. They had a lot around him, too.
Reggie Wayne
was a pretty good player. Pretty Edgerrin good. James, pretty
Jeff
good.
Jeff Saturday, good, yeah.
Dallas,
good snapper of
Dallas
the football.
Clark down the middle.
Oh. Dallas Clark, man.
Great player.
No gloves.
Yep.
44?
Yes, 44.
They just pump those tight ends out of Iowa, man.
They really do.
They got that children's hospital there. They wave it to them. Right next to that is a factory. They just make tight ends.
Yeah, they do. They just feed them corn and steak.
And moonshine.
Yeah, something like that.
That's my place. EJ Borghetti's texting in, so God only knows what he's going to say. Oh,
it's a stat probably, right?
That may or may not have something to do with Ron Cook.
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't mean.
Going out him.
It wasn't mean. He was just quoting me and then laughing about it. I'm sure he appreciates me reading this on the air. I teased the George Pickens story, which I promise we will get to, but we are scintillated by list talk here.
This is awesome. I love this stuff.
We're now getting, not that all of this isn't in Doran's wheelhouse, but we got to get to the tight ends coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
There will be issues with this list. I guarantee it. One of our
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Highest rated segments of the week, we track these things, is the Quiz Callus segment. That's coming up next. People want to see if Callus can defy the odds and answer sports questions correctly. A lot of people like intern Dom and Andrew Filipponi want to see Callus fall flat on his face. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going through this ESPN quarter century all NFL team list here. It is list season. We have fun with it. We don't take it all that seriously, but there are some things that have really rubbed us the wrong way, like no Adrian Peterson on the list, no LaDainian Tomlinson on the list, no Larry Fitzgerald among the 8 wide receivers mentioned, which is just an absolute crime. When you've got a guy that I think is probably consensus top 5 wide receiver all time, for him to not make a top 8 in the all quarter century team is just silly. I'm going to do some more research on these two guys that put the list together, too, because I never heard of them in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to the tight ends now, Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Gonzalez.
His honorable mention.
Antonio Gates.
They got that right. They got it right.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's our tight end expert weighing in there, Pat.
Jason Witten.
One of the worst TV broadcasters.
Yeah, he was bad.
Ever.
He was so bad that he went back and played football, right?
Yes. He was horrific.
Yeah.
That's tough. No takes, no charisma.
That's tough because he knew he was bad and it's like, all right, like I got to finish this season. And like every Monday, he probably was like, I'm going to get crushed.
He was unspeakably bad at his job.
Yep.
I thought we might quibble with tight ends, but that's the best part of the list so far.
Yeah.
Offensive line, nobody cares. Alan Faneca was the left guard, though.
Nobody cares.
I mean, what are we going to do? Tony Piselli belongs on there. Why? I watched him play. He was good. He had all these pancakes. There's no stats. You can't really have the argument.
Okay.
Steve Hutchinson, we're going to quibble with that. I guess I'll bitch, moan, and complain a little bit about Jason Kelce. He's their starting center. Like Marquise Pouncey probably deserves some mention.
Yeah. Who's another good? Oh, Jeff Saturday?
Yeah.
Jeff Saturday, I would take over Kelce.
I think Kelsey's bombastic nature is, you know, aids him, and he's like super popular now, and only more so because of his brother and Taylor Swift. I guess Pouncey doesn't hold a candle. He only had two All Pros, and you kind of measure these guys on All Pros.
I look
Saturday was a 6-time Pro Bowler, Kelsey 9.
How about All Pro?
I look at this. When Marquise Pouncey retired, you felt it the next year with the Steelers.
No, I thought Kendrick Green was fine
at that position. Whenever Jason Kelsey retired, the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they also have the best offensive line in football.
I'm just saying, like, they didn't really miss a beat. Yeah. Usually, if you have a guy that is that good,
I understand.
Something's going to be a little bit off. They didn't miss a beat.
I made this argument for whatever reason. I forget why. We were talking about B.J. Raji a couple of weeks ago. And if Marquise Pouncey doesn't miss the Super Bowl, Ben doesn't throw that interception, and they don't dig themselves that big of a hole. You had, what, Doug Ligurski in there? God bless Doug Ligurski. He ain't won Marquise Pouncey. Marquise was a rookie. And I don't know that B.J. Raji's pushing up into Ben if he plays in that game. Edge rushers. This floored me. Floored me on this ESPN quarter century team. DeMarcus Ware, good player. Great player. Jared Allen, great player. Julius Peppers, great player. Miles Garrett on the list. Seriously here. I'm not saying Miles Garrett isn't a great player. He is. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame guy. Every single statistic, he trails TJ Watt. Why does it seem like the national consensus likes Garrett more than Watt? Because I do think that is the consensus. Yeah. I think most average NFL fans, by way of the way the national media talks about Garrett, they think he's a better player than TJ Watt. Statistically, he's not. I just don't. He's a better athlete. He got drafted number one overall because of it. He was a phenom in college. Like, is that what it is?
I think edges come in different packages, quite frankly. He's a 9 technique and a 4-3 defense.
Yep.
TJ Watt, for the majority of his career, is a stand-up outside linebacker. They're both edges now. Everyone wants to call them edges.
They're lumped into that category.
You have an outside linebacker, of which James Harrison was one. So I think his opportunities, quite frankly, are different than Miles Garrett's. I think he's got more designed one-on-ones because of how they play schematically, the volume with which over the course of his career they've blitzed and so on. I don't have stats to back that up. They're different, though. They're different players, just like, you know, you go back over the Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. Different.
Yep.
Right? Different positions. I think Watt and Garrett play different positions, and they're being compared in an edge category that's melding the two together, and I don't think that's necessarily fair to either one of them, quite frankly. That's my take on it.
If you're gonna just have that, throw a blanket over everyone and call them edge, though, I just don't, it's fine that Garrett's on the list, but then Watt's got to be on the list. That's all I'm saying.
He's practice one.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I would personally take Watt over. It's hard.
And that's fine.
I might take him over Jared Allen.
I mean, I think people can be conflicted on Watt versus Garrett, too. I think that's a reasonable take. But the idea that most people seem to think that Garrett is the guy, I don't get it. I don't.
I mean, I'm taking Dwight Freeney over a lot of these guys.
I agree with that, too. And I'm taking Strahan over all these guys. Oh, yeah. And I know that Strahan did a lot of work between 93 and the year 2000, but that's one of the best of all time. All right, we'll take a break from this. I've been teasing the George Pickens thing forever. We'll do that at 9 o'clock. We got Quiz Callis coming up next. Oh, yeah. That music means it's time for our wildly popular Thursday segment, Quiz Callis. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. In about 10 minutes, I promise, we'll finally get to the George Pickens story. Did Aaron Rodgers push him out the door? Well, one NFL insider says yes. Doran, I can't describe what you're doing, so if you would please take it away.
All right, let's go. Kallis, are you ready?
Apparently not, because there's no faith.
Well, this is going to be somewhat difficult.
You need to first believe in yourself,
there's
young man.
Faith. Well, I always believe in myself, but then you tell me not to believe in myself.
For this week of Quiz Kallis, championship or individual awards or trophies per sport? Championship or individual awards or trophies per sport?
So, like, who the awards are named after?
Correct.
What they're called, yeah.
What they're called.
All right.
We've set the line at, what, 1.5?
Yes. Line is at 1.5. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one, what is the name of the award or item for the winner of the Masters?
The Champions Trophy.
That is incorrect.
Yep.
The item or award that you get for winning the Masters is a green jacket.
Oh, I thought you were talking about trophies. Okay.
I said explained item.
It was pretty clear.
Very well.
Very clear.
I explained it very
well.
Read
the question, Callis. You explained
it. Number two. What trophy does the best college football player receive?
The Heisman Trophy.
Hell!
You are correct. It is the Heisman Trophy. Good job, Callis.
Heisman.
Number three. What is the name of the trophy for the NBA Finals champion?
NBA Championship Trophy.
That is incorrect. The name of the trophy is the Larry O'Brien Trophy for the champion. Number four. Crowley, are you keeping track?
I sure am.
Sweet. Number four. What is the name? Okay, here you go. What is the name for the World Series trophy winner?
I had this as your
Isn't
one.
It's Commissioner's Trophy. Oh.
There you go.
He got two right.
Got two right. You hit the over-under. Number five. What is the name of the trophy for the NHL champion?
Stanley Cup.
There you go.
That's three.
That is three.
I don't know by 1.5.
Yes, you did. You hit your over. Good job. What is the name of the trophy for the MVP of the NHL?
Conn Smythe.
Oh, good guess.
Good guess. That is incorrect.
For an idiot.
The Hart Trophy. The Hart Trophy.
Number that seven. Is playoff MVP, though.
Yes.
There are no bonus points awarded in this game.
That is
no
a good
effort
guess, though.
Points.
Good guess.
Nope.
Number seven. What is the name of the award of the best wide receiver in college football?
Oh, I should know this because Jordan Addison won it, but I don't know. I don't remember.
Right.
So did Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Bryant.
Don't tell me. I don't know.
The Biletnikoff.
Oh, that's right.
That is the award. So correct. That is incorrect. Number eight. What is the name? So you better get this one, too. What is the name of the award for the player of the year in college baseball?
Why would I get that? I don't watch college baseball.
You're a baseball guy.
Yeah,
baseball
but I don't watch head. College baseball. I mean,
you should
baseball.
Know if you're a baseball guy.
Not even a little bit of a clue.
Golden Spikes. What is the name of the award for recognizing an NFL player for his excellence on and off the field?
The Walter Payton Man of
hey!
The Year.
Good hey! Job, Callis. Good job, Callis. All right, last question.
You can tie it up, the rights and the wrongs, if you get this correct.
Oh, 500.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers.
Don Kelly.
What is the name of the award for the National State High School Football Player of the Year? Per state, there's an award for the best player of each state. It's a national award that you get for the best high school football player of the year of that state. What is it called?
I don't know.
Would you like a clue?
Sure.
Huh.
Pretty easy giveaway.
Yeah.
Give him a
Michael
lifeline.
Jordan was the face of this back in the 90s.
The face of basketball.
baseball,
is
too.
It like,
it's a brand.
Oh, Nike?
No.
Oh, Air Jordan.
No. Air Jordan for the high school football player of the year. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
Gatorade player of the year.
Oh, jeez.
I thought you did pretty decent.
Four right, six wrong.
Gatorade.
Didn't finish 500, but soared past the mark that I set terribly. Bad line by me, 1.5. I didn't really think about it. We figured he'd get commissioner. We probably figured he'd get Heisman, which would put him over right there. So bad line by me, but congratulations to you on all your success.
Yeah, you suck.
Thank you.
Good job, Callis.
I got a huge gripe with this list here now. This quarter century team. Shane Leckler, get out of here with that. Punter.
Who should it be?
Who should it be?
McAfee.
No. Andy Lee.
You quit being greedy with all these Pitt guys. You got Darnold. You got
Darnold. Sam Darnold went to Pitt.
Aaron Donald. Dear God. All right.
We have better players.
When we come back, win more. When we come back.
We do, actually.
I mean, in the last 30 years, you don't.
You guys win a conference championship?
Not lately. It's been a while.
It's been a while, huh?
Mm-hmm. Had been. Kenny cheated. Fake slide.
You have a new coach that's an old coach.
Yeah, and you got an old coach who's an old coach.
We got players coming back.
You got me there. You could do Quiz Crowley, name 15 Mountaineers. Can't.
Over under zero.
They have.
Can't.
West Virginia has more former players on their coaching staff than they have players from last year's team.
I don't know that that's true. I don't also know that it's false. All right. Coming up next. Did Aaron Rodgers push George Pickens out the door? Ooh, intrigue. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 72, low of 62. Again, with the rain, 65% chance. Have you guys been able to golf at all lately?
Not really.
It's terrible out there.
Yeah.
And then when it stops raining, it's friggin' humid.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.